thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that. Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Roberto. Hope y'all are doing well out there. Make sure you like, subscribe, rate the podcast, wherever you're listening to this on. Follow on Instagram and TikTok at Yeah That Podcast.
The Yeah That Podcast. Stuck together, sit red talk to the devil. Rosetta Stone forever. High yellow, canary yellow. High chocolate, Cinderella. Trap off a trap trailer. Blue paper stuck together. Bad bitch can fuck my belly.
Thanks for tuning in.
Strapped up with heavy metal. Sip lean talk to the devil. High tech stay confidential. AP or presidential.
If you're new,
never
welcome.
Go against the ghetto. Stay true, got hoes in Belgium. New bitch, new car is level. I piss codeine on piss. Free bands, you got it, let's get it. Get a check, then flip it in the trenches. And the jets pulling up in the Bentley.
Call this the album is fire.
Pour AC, the rings on glisten. Real ice, make a bad bitch listen. Racks and racks stuck together.
We gon' talk about
talk
it.
To the devil. Rosetta Stones forever. High yellow, canary yellow. Hot chocolate, Cinderella. Trap off a trap trailer. Blue paper stuck together. Bad bitch gon' fuck my belly.
Vibe out to this, right out to this.
The Yeah That Podcast.
You know it's high price lows. Two M's that's on the pedal. This bitch made that bitch jealous. This cup ain't never fellas. My J's ain't match your melon. You know it ain't no telling. Rather go duck a felon. The bankroll tuck for bellin.
You already know what it is.
The Yeah That Podcast.
This.
Gotta buy my joint up on this bitch.
Is fire.
Mitchell.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gonna wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas
the
scream.
Yeah That Podcast.
All my hoes do shrooms, nigga. All my hoes do coke. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat.
Enjoy the show.
If I lose a carrot, she might choke. I know she gon' swallow, she'll go. Free band nigga bring them rats in. Got shooters in the corner like a pack in. She think cause she's out of bitch, she attract, yeah. That's that shit that get you put up out the section. And the model still the same. Fall like I won a championship game. You know these hoes hungry, they gon' fuck for a name. I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chain. Got your girl in this bitch, she twirling on the dick. I got syrup in this bitch, turn up in this bitch. And we bout to irks in this bitch, you murked in this bitch. All these pointers on me, baby, you know it's game time. Bring a friend, bitch, we fuck them at the same time. I'm a different nigga, no, we not the same kind. You can't have that look, bitch, you
the
ain't
Yeah
mine.
That Podcast.
Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. Stepping in Balenci's if you like that. Pop another bottle if you like that.
The Yeah That Podcast.
These niggas talking out of their necks. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T. the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but it cannot be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak diss and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me, nigga.
Episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Rob. How are y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well. I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are in good graces. I hope everything is going good for you. Because for me, it's good. Everything's good. Had a good weekend. Week is starting off well. So I hope and I wish the same for all of y'all out there. For those new to the show, welcome. Thank you for taking the time out to watch, to listen, to tune in. Welcome. And for all those returning OG, Yeah That Podcast connoisseurs, you already know what time it is. You already know I love y'all. Thank y'all for the support, for everything you do, from sharing to liking to engaging, commenting, etc., etc. I appreciate y'all. Episode 63. But before we get into episode 63, last episode, episode 62, it's hard to say goodbye. We talked about several things, the main topic being the possible ban of TikTok, TikTok's timeline in regards to it being around in the United States, and how we feel about it, how you feel about it. You know, had an intro, the intro music to correlate with the topic and how I feel y'all are going to feel in regards to TikTok going away. So if you haven't checked that episode out, make sure you check it out. Available wherever podcasts are available on all podcast platforms, YouTube, etc. Once again, I apologize for the video version not being on YouTube yet. I got a plan of action in regards to the YouTube channel. Right now I'm posting shorts, just like on TikTok and all that stuff. But I promise, full episodes, short clips, and the whole nine, they're going to be uploaded to YouTube. YouTube.com/WestCoastRob. Subscribe. And if you're more of a visual person, you'll be able to watch the episodes. So subscribe for now, and I promise I'll upload all of them. I got a lot to upload and edit, so you just got to bear with, you know what I'm saying? Bear with for right now. But episode 62 available right now, wherever podcasts are available. And now we're on episode 63. So what is good with y'all? How are y'all doing out there? Like I said, the homies doing good. Busy as usual, but doing good. Had a real good chill weekend. Didn't do much, kind of lazied around the crib, but you know, that's what you do on the weekend. You know what I mean? All these people out here talking about no days off and whatever. You know what I mean? But doing well, you know what I'm saying? Training, my training regimen has been good. Slowly implementing cardio, because you know, we gotta get ready for the hotness, for the summertime. I mean, you gotta bring sexy back, you know what I'm saying? Clothes are about to be less layered, so you gotta be right. And we're gonna take trips the better the weather gets, so you gotta get right. So I've been on my regime, on my routine, been doing well. The homie's getting a little stocky. He's turning the winter bulk, the husk, into sexiness. You know what I'm saying? So, but my diet's been good. My diet has been all right. Starting to clean it up, because, you know, bulking. Over winter, when it comes to bulking, I don't really consider it a quote-unquote bulk. I'm just living life. Eating what I want. Trying to eat a lot of it. Protein, trying to get in my protein and my carbs and all that stuff. But I've been doing all right, man. Trying to stay with the whole foods, less processed foods and all that. But it's kind of tough, especially when you have kids, man. You know, staying away from processed foods is tough. And I know you see a lot of the stuff out there on TikTok and social talking about processed foods will kill you, et cetera, et cetera. As long as you're active and you take care of yourself, man, you can eat what you want. You know what I mean? But I really don't eat out as much, but I would say past few days, me and my wife have been doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? Stepping out, hanging out, having a good time. So we've been eating out quite often. but we're eating like clean stuff. Like, there's a Mediterranean spot we go to, there's a Middle Eastern spot that we go to. I mean, it's just nice, clean protein and rice. And oh, I mean, think about it now, it's got me wanting this shit. But if I do eat fast food on my own accord, I try to eat clean as possible. You know what I'm saying? Chick-fil-A's and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Chipotle's. You know what I mean? Clean, not processed stuff. Panda Express. You know what I mean? I know a lot of y'all are like, ooh, whatever, I like it. That's all that matters. But in regards to Chick-fil-A got a big change coming up for those hardcore Chick-fil-A connoisseurs. You know what I mean? Those of you out there who love going and hearing them say, my pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Chick-fil-A got a change coming up, and they are updating its chicken offerings at all locations starting this spring. They are transitioning from no antibiotics, NAE chicken, to no antibiotics important to human medicine, NAIHM. That's a new acronym. So you need to be aware when it comes to you buying chicken and all that stuff at the stores. You know, they like to label no antibiotics ever, no whatever, whatever. But now there's a new acronym out called, or that stands for, no antibiotics important to human medicine. So Chick-fil-A is switching over this spring, a move aimed at ensuring responsible antibiotic use while maintaining food quality standards. The company emphasized its ongoing commitment to serving high quality food, but has not specified an exact implementation date for the change. Additionally, Chick-fil-A is testing new pizza options at its test kitchen in Maryland, signaling potential menu expansions in the future. With that being said, how do y'all feel about Chick-fil-A switching their no antibiotics ever chicken to no antibiotics important to human medicine type chicken? I know a lot of y'all are probably like, as long as it don't taste different, who cares? Me personally, I'm one of them. As long as it looks the same, tastes the same, it's all good. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you really don't know if it is no antibiotic ever chicken. You know what I mean? Just because they say that doesn't mean it's true unless they got the data to back it up. For example, I saw a post the other day, and I don't know if this is 100% true, but there's a pasta sauce that I use called Rao's, however you pronounce it, R-A-O-S. And the reason why I use it is because of the ingredients. It's like peeled tomatoes, olive oil, salt, pepper, and that's it. So the only reason why I use that sauce specifically, it's good also. But I saw a post, someone posted something about them using like the lowest quality tomatoes that are non-organic, them not using this, da 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 da. So it's like, huh, it got you thinking. Of course, you see the post and it's just like, maybe they're onto something. Maybe they aren't using the highest quality stuff, yada yada yada. Or it could just be a post, just like every other post out there. If you're promoting something that's quote unquote healthy, somebody's gonna put a post out talking smack about it, downgrading, downplaying whatever it is that you're promoting. So who knows? As long as you're fine with it and there's no effects towards you, just do what you want, man. Eat what you want, wear what you want, etc., etc. Live your life. You're living your life. You're not living to impress others. You're living your life. It's your life. So do what you want. But how y'all feel about Chick-fil-A? Do y'all really care? Do y'all care that Chick-fil-A is switching up their no antibiotic chicken to a chicken that's, you know what I mean, that has antibiotics but it doesn't affect you? What are your thoughts? Let me know. Let me know in the comments. Send me a message. Send me a DM on Instagram at Yeah That Podcast or on TikTok and let me know what y'all think about that. I personally, if you can't tell no difference, then it is what it is. Now, if I start growing something out of my neck, pimpling it up or whatever, then we're going to have an issue. But if there are side effects and stuff starts to happen to people, trust and believe people are going to sue Chick-fil-A. I'm just saying. You already know how it is nowadays. But a lot of new music came out too this past weekend with, you know, the one track being hot right now or the big topic right now for those who are into hip hop. If y'all are listening to this podcast, it was one of the songs I played on the intro. For those of you watching, I play intro music. You know what I mean? You don't need to listen to the podcast. Each episode is a different track, a different type of genre, different type of mood, music, whatever. But anyways, one of the songs I played for the intro for this episode is a song that's causing so much buzz right now, and that's the track by Future and Metro Boomin featuring Kendrick Lamar titled Like That. And that song is hard. That song is fire. So the album dropped last Friday, the 22nd of March, and I remember being in the gym that day and I saw it. I saw the album dropped. You know, I'm a Future fan, of course. Who really isn't a Future fan? So I have no idea what is going on with my program. Last week, I was running into some technical difficulties several times with my program. I don't know what's going on with it. I had to shut down my computer. I restarted it. I updated it and then restarted it. But hopefully it won't shut down again or stop my recording. Because last week I had to stop it 3 times because it would stop for some reason. But that's what happened a few minutes ago. I don't even remember what I was talking about. I know I was talking about Futures and Kendrick Lamar's track that came out. Like That, it was a part of the intro music, but a lot of new music came out, like I said, and that song in particular, which is the second song on the intro for this episode, is causing a lot of noise or making a lot of noise because Kendrick, first off, I love when artists put out a track or a new album and they don't list who's on the track. So as I'm in the gym and I'm playing and the songs are going through, this song starts up and I was like, okay, this is hard right here. You know what I'm saying? Got samples in it, a little easy, you know what I'm talking about? And then that second verse kicks on and you hear Kendrick, and you know, I'm a big Kendrick fan. So I'm in that mug like, oh, hell yeah, let's go. I'm in there like, let's go. You know what I mean? And then you listen because it dropped on Friday. So I was in the gym Friday morning and I'm listening to this track and I was like, okay. I played it over and over and I shared it on my Instagram story like, yo, this song is fire. And then I think it was on the listen on the way home. I finally realized this fool is dissing fucking Drake. And he's kind of talking to Cole too. So right now that song is the buzz of music fans, music connoisseurs, hip-hop fans, hip-hop connoisseurs, because it's people are wanting to see what's happening next. Is there going to be a reaction to Kendrick calling these fools out? And if so, from who? So in regards to the big three, quote-unquote, Drake, there was a clip that I saw that Drake responded to Kendrick at one of his shows, like the next day at a performance, and this fool didn't really address it. He was just like, I'm gonna keep going, just like you should keep going. It's a beautiful day, have a beautiful life, da da da. So, you know, you go to the comment section and one person was like, Kendrick made this fool Drake a motivational speaker. And I was like, ah, that's funny. But we'll see what happens, man. If J. Cole responds, if Drake responds, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be interesting if Cole responds, and if so, because you already know Cole is a monster. So if he does respond, how that's going to go. I can care less about what Drake has to say, because to me, Kendrick and Cole are on around like the same type realm as far as lyricists and MCs. Drake isn't with them. Drake is a hit maker. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's different. Like Cole and Kendrick, they use double and triple entendres and use metaphors and are deep with it. Drake, he can make a hit record. He makes hit records. You know what I mean? He's not really that lyricist. He said he has some bars, you know what I'm saying? He has some tracks where he's like, oh shit, you hear what this fool just said? But it's not to the point where it's like Kendrick and Cole. So I'm more so eager to see if it's Kendrick and Cole, and then what homies are gonna ride with who and what just comes out of the whole ordeal. But I think it's a good thing for hip hop. A lot of hip hop fans are excited about it. So we'll see what happens. Looking forward to spring and summer music in regards to hip hop. See what comes out of this beef or drama or what have you. But yeah, it's an exciting time right now for hip hop, man. Good shit. And that track is fire. Metro Boomin, Future, fire. That whole track is fire. The first track I played, Cinderella, is hard. There's a track with Ross on there. It's hard. I mean, that whole album is hard. The beats are fucking tight, man. If you haven't listened to it, one, you slipping. If you haven't heard of it, you're tripping. But We Don't Trust You is the title of the album. And word is they about to drop another one, which is like, damn, this one right here is fire. You about to drop another one already? And then what's going to be on that one? So we'll see. But new music drop. I mean, you got the new Schoolboy, which, you know, I mean, you got to be a Schoolboy fan to actually listen to it. It's all right. I don't mind it. I'm a Schoolboy fan. Schoolboy Q is hard. Sir dropped a new album. Sir is, for those of you who aren't familiar with Sir, R&B type, fire album. Sir got some bangers. New album, fire. Big Sean dropped some new music too. I'm not a Big Sean fan, never have been, but if you are, he has some new music, so check it out. But a lot of new music out, man. It's a good time right now for music, so check it out if you haven't already. Fool, there's some crazies out there. There's some crazy people out there. I read this article this morning where on Friday, a person was struck by an Amtrak train in California around Bakersfield. I believe it's called, the area is called Wasco. A person was struck crossing the tracks on foot by an Amtrak train. That person ended up getting their leg severed. While this person is dead with the severed leg, out of nowhere, a person comes up, takes the leg, is walking around with it, and then proceeds to eat the leg, starts chewing on it or whatever, which is crazy to me. Like, what in the world is going on? So on Friday, March 22nd, officers arrested Resendo Tellez after the incident unfolded when a pedestrian was struck by a train at the Amtrak station. Amtrak confirmed one person died as they were hit by the train, though the identity of the victim has not been released. The crash is believed to have severed the leg of the pedestrian. The aforementioned Resendo Tellez was apprehended for allegedly removing evidence, thus being the leg, from the scene. And as he's walking down, as he removes the leg, he was spotted by some construction workers who were working around the corner, and they see this dude waving something around. So they start recording him, and he's banging his leg on like a car against a fence, and dudes are like, yo, is that a leg? Like, it's a leg. And dudes were like, you can see the skin hanging, you can see the bone. So they proceed to record this dude, and as they're recording him, dude is like waving the leg in the air and goes to like bite it and starts chewing on it. And they're like, yo, this dude is eating the leg, whatever. So they call the cops, whatever. Cops pull up on him, and he's waving his leg around, and they arrest him. They arrest him for taking evidence from a scene, and homie had a shit ton of warrants anyway. But homie was 27 years old, and it's obvious homie is mentally ill or is on something, which is nuts. RIP to the victim, first of all, to the pedestrian who lost their life at the Amtrak train, by the Amtrak train, not knowing the type of or the severity or the cause of the death, whether it was self-inflicted or accident or whatever. But I don't know, homie, they said homie was, of course, was homeless, and I guess was just around and heard it, picked the leg up and just went to town flashing it around. Like, we have some it's just crazy. I don't know, I read it this morning, I saw the clip censored and uncensored, like, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on, man? There's just a lot of mental illness going on, there's just people needing help, and it's just a lot of craziness happening, man. But once again, rest in peace to the person who lost their life by the Amtrak train, and I hope the person, Rosendo Tellez, gets some help, the help that he needs, obviously, man. That is just nuts. This fool's eating a human leg, or trying to eat a human leg. Crazy, man. And a lot of crazy shit happening, just like this morning, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure if y'all are aware, but a container cargo ship ended up striking a pillar, a bridge pillar in Maryland, and it took the bridge out. And the bridge connected Highway 629, I believe it was, in Maryland. And the port that the ship was leaving out of was a major port. They said at least six people are unaccounted for, as they were there's workers on the ship, or on the bridge, excuse me, repairing the cement pillars. And this morning, a cargo ship, the Dolly, named the Dolly, struck one of the pillars, causing the bridge to just crumble. I saw it because I live in around this area where the bridge is. And the Dolly, the ship, had just left Point Breeze in Maryland en route to Sri Lanka when it crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Two workers were rescued from the water. This crash happened early in the morning, one something in the morning. One of the workers who was rescued was in good condition and refused treatment, and the other was seriously injured and being treated in a trauma center. They are actively searching for the other individuals in the water. And it's cold up here too, man. It's frigid water, and they said the water is 50 feet deep. So hopefully they can find the rest of the folks in the water. What time was that at? Because I woke up this morning, and then I turned the news on, and it was breaking news. So there was video captured at the moment of the crash, which was at 1:28 a.m. this morning. The Dolly struck a bridge support, and sent the bridge tumbling into the water. You can see cars and trucks on the bridge just before the collision. The ship didn't sink, and its lights remained on, which is crazy because they're saying that the lights on the ship suddenly shut off 4 minutes earlier before coming back on And then at 1:25, black smoke was seen billowing from the ship's chimneys. Then a minute later, the ship appeared to turn, and minutes before slamming into the support, the lights flickered and turned on again. So they're saying there was some kind of malfunction on the ship, and then black smoke came out, so they couldn't see what was going on. And then as the ship turned, the lights turned on, and it smacked into the pillar, and then the lights turned on. So, a lot of investigations going on right now. And this isn't the first time the Dolly has crashed into something. The Dolly, which was chartered by the Danish ship giant Maersk, I'm sure you've seen that on charter ships, Maersk, which is said to have no choice but to send the ships to other nearby ports, because that port in Maryland is the 11th most used port in the United States. But this isn't the first time the Dolly has crashed into something. The Dolly, where's it at, man? Right here. 8 years ago, the Dolly was involved in another collision. In July 2016, the ship collided with a quay at the port of Antwerp, Bruges in Belgium, damaging the quay. So, crazy. And, of course, they found and dug up some past incidences with the ship, of course, but who's to say it's the same crew, you know what I mean? But not the first time. That's crazy. It's a coincidence. But hopefully they rescuers and divers find the rest of the people that are said to be missing. Also, big shout out to the people who stopped ongoing cars or prevented cars from further plummeting into the water or adding to being individuals who will need to be rescued, because the bridge went down because of, I'm going back and forth. Yeah, the bridge connects and carries Interstate 695 over the Patapsco River, southeast of Baltimore. So it's a highway and people transit it every day. As the bridge went down at 1:28 this morning, people are just, you know what I mean, they're driving the highway, not thinking nothing of it. There's, you know what I mean, everyday thing. Let me drive. Let me make my way to wherever it is I'm going. So shout out to the people who recognized and realized that the bridge had gone down, preventing other people from possibly losing their lives. So, man, that would have been nuts if there weren't people on both ends, like having people stop. Man, imagine that. That kind of reminds me of that crazy snowstorm that Texas had back in 2020. When was that? 2020? 20? Yeah, 2020. I was there for that, where we had that crazy, it was just a crazy blizzard in Texas. Unexpected, and everything shut down. Pipes were bursting everywhere. Things were just frozen. And on the way to work, so there's a way, I had two ways to work, and which is via the freeway. And I chose to go my normal route, but sometimes I go an other route, you know what I'm saying? Change it up a little bit. But the other route, option B for me, there was a catastrophic, just crazy pileup on the freeway, because it's the freeway is at a slope. It goes downhill. So, of course, there's a blizzard coming, frozen rain. So it's ice. Cars were hitting brakes, but they were sliding, and it was just a massive, massive pileup with 18-wheelers and all kinds of stuff. I know you are aware, but if you're not, look it up. Massive car crash in Texas due to snowstorm or whatever. This was 2020, prior to everything shut down in COVID. This was in February, and man, that car accident was nasty. And it was just, I don't know, it kind of, you know, bothers me, because like, yo, what if I would have went that way that day? I would have been in that motherfucking pileup, and you just see cars just slide, boom, right, one after another. And then you see like big rigs just smashing into cars and just flying everywhere, man. It was gnarly. But if no one would have stopped or prevented those people from trying to cross that bridge, it could have been something like that, just cars plummeting into the water, man. Nuts. So shout out to all those people who looked out and saved those lives of all those people, man. Condolences to those. Hopefully they find the people and the workers who are in the water. Hopefully everybody is found and everybody's all right. But yeah, man, you gotta have love and respect for people, man, because you just never know what happens. And with that being said, in regards to respect, it seems like nowadays motherfuckers just lack respect. So on Friday, my daughter had back-to-back games. So like I said in previous episodes, the prep season, the high school soccer season started. So, you know, first two games we had back-to-back, and of course they're against top 10 teams in the region. So we played the number 3 team on Thursday night, which we should have beat them. God, we should have beat them. The game was tighter than what it was. We led the game, and then they ended up tying. We ended up coming back. We should have beat them. We ended up losing 4-2. The last two goals came in like the last minute because of penalty shots. But anyways, then Friday night we played the number 8 team, which the number 8 team was better than the number 3 team, because that number 3 team is who we played on Thursday. But anyways, we're playing this team in some country ass fucking field, old school ass bleachers, two sets of bleachers, home side and wayside. There's a couple of us who made the trip. It was like an hour and some change drive from where we normally play, and we're sitting on the away side. It's cold, and of course you got the high school motherfuckers who go to their school coming out to show support or whatever. So we're at the top. There's a bunch of douchebags to our left, and one of our goalkeeper had got hurt, and she was down for a minute. And of course these stupid ass motherfuckers, one of them was like, oh man, she's out, she's down, she's out. And he does a count, like 1-2, like a boxing match. My wife was not having it. Spazzes on these motherfuckers. They shut the fuck up. And I look over, I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Say some shit like, oh yeah, fucking them all. Look at me, I'm funny. Da da da, bro. Type shit. Because some of them had sunglasses on at night. Like, the fuck? Some pit vipers. Like, y'all some fucking douches. So, you know what I mean? They're quiet. Quiet. So, game proceeds. This number 8 team has this one girl who's, I guess, getting scouted by several big name schools. She was okay, not a hater, but she was okay. You know what I'm saying? Nothing special. If we had a better defense that night, we were missing some key players, I would really have liked to see her actually do her thing, but she did her thing that night, but just not to the point to where it's like, oh, she's being recruited by 3 big schools, 4 big schools, whatever. Anyways, we got smashed that night, man. We got smashed 7-0. Yeah, damn. I know a lot of y'all are like, damn. Like, yeah. Yeah, we got smashed. So anyways, these dudes are sitting to our left, and you know, a couple more of them come up or whatever, and they're being immature, man. They're high school motherfuckers being immature, and they're just being obnoxious. So I'm sitting there, it was me, my wife, well, me, my daughter, my wife, our friend and her girlfriend, and we're sitting there, and they're being obnoxious. Motherfuckers they have a football, and they're throwing it down. I guess somebody from on the ground level throws it up to these motherfucking douchebags to our left. They don't catch the ball. The ball bounces down, and it hits one of the parents down sitting on the lower level. So my wife is already irritated with these motherfuckers. So they get the ball down there with the parents that we know, and my wife's like, yo, throw that shit in the trash or whatever, whatever. So this one of the douchebags over here who wanted to be bold all of a sudden because he had a black homie show up. Not saying that's the reason, but they were all white boys, and then they had a black homie show up, and he wanted to be bold and talk tough all of a sudden. So then my wife's like, yo, throw that ball away. And this fool's like,
oh, let me find out. Let me find out. Throw it away. Yeah, yeah. Throw it away. Let me find out. Blah, blah, blah. And then we look over. It's like, find out what? Find out what? What are you going to do about it? And then he's like, oh, just let me find out. You're throwing my stuff away. And then we're like, okay. And he's like, yeah, my mom's a sheriff. And we look over. We look at each other, me, my wife, and our homegirls who are older. And then we're like, what the fuck does that got to do with anything? Who gives a fuck if your mom's a sheriff? I was like, you can call her right now. So he pulls his phone out. I'm trying to watch this game. I'm trying to ignore this little clown, man. And my wife is just heated and just getting at it with him. I was like, yo, ignore him. So he pulls his phone out and he starts dialing. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Call your sheriff mama. And then when she gets on the phone, tell her how you're being obnoxious and you're being a douchebag and see what she says about that shit. So then my wife is just going at him, talking about, yeah, shut up, whatever, whatever. The family down who's sitting on the lower level, who the ball hit the mother. So the dad down there of one of the teammates, the players on our team, has the ball beside him. And he's the fat dude, or this cat is obnoxious, and he's just running his mouth. The daughter down there looks at this dude because he's being goofy and he's pointing at the scoreboard. And he's doing this extra shit, showing out for his friends, looking at the, pointing at the scoreboard because his school was whooping us. And the daughter, the sister of one of the players down there, she's like, what do you play? Like, what do you play, fat boy? So then my wife calls him. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, and so what? Like, what do? You don't do anything. We can tell you eat, you a good hot dog eater or whatever, whatever. So I tell my wife, like, yo, let me chill out. Chill out. At the end of the day, this fucking clown is just a stupid-ass teenager. So this motherfucker's like, I'm the number 7 rower in the state. So then I was like, oh, yeah, you the number 7 rower? He's like, yeah. I was like, man, you know what? Good for you, man. Good for you. So then I was like, you got any? He's like, oh, thanks. He's like, so then I was like, you got any schools looking for you or looking towards you? And he's like, yeah. So then one of the other dads was like, how about yes, sir? This is an adult. How about you show some respect? So then Chubby was like, how about y'all show me some respect? And I'm just like, so then the dad who said that to him and his wife look at Chubby and were like, nah. Which brings me to the conclusion, like, what's up with kids nowadays? My wife, she works with high schoolers, and she's like, that's a common thing nowadays with teenagers. They're like, oh, show me respect and I'll show you respect. Like, nah, it doesn't work like that, motherfucker. What happened to respecting y'all's elders? Y'all entitled motherfuckers nowadays. Y'all swear y'all deserve every ounce of respect and whatever the case may be, but you don't. Respect your motherfucking elders. You know what I'm saying? Respect your peers. Respect everybody. Respect is earned, not given. So, you know what I mean?
Hi.
Shout out to Cam. You know what I mean? What's up, kid?
Hi.
How was school?
Good.
Where's Joss at?
Not here.
Oh, you already took her?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. Say hi. Say bye.
Hi and bye, podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that. You know what I mean? Special appearance by my killer Cam, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I mean? Respect. Big thing. Make sure y'all have respect. Y'all share it. I mean, it helps make this world a better place. I mean, we already live in a crazy, dumbass world. We don't need stupid people. Like, just, I mean, be the example. Be the example at the end of the day. But with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. Like, subscribe, share, follow, rate, the whole nine. Follow on Instagram at Yadat Podcast. Follow on TikTok while we still have it at Yadat Podcast. Subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/WestCoastRob. But with that being said, we're going to end it here. Respect one another. Spread positivity. Good vibes only. You know what I mean? Make this world a better place, because it's right now, it's a tough place to be. You know what I mean? It's a shame that we got to tell people to be safe out there. But make sure you're being safe. And with that being said, till the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rap signing out, man. Take care of yourselves. Be safe out there, yo. Thank y'all for listening and tuning in. You know I got love for y'all. Until the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rap signing.
The Yeah Dat Podcast.